The question is, would you categorize your views as deep ecology? And if you do so, for which reasons? And that's a good question. And I would say the answer is yes. Deep ecology, originally it was broken into deep and shallow ecology. There are a lot of other subcategories now. And sort of shallow ecology would be that we just need to make tweaks in regulations in order to save the planet, that things are basically okay, but a few changes around the edges will solve problems. And deep ecology is the understanding that the problems are deep and profound long term, and it will require an entire restructuring of society to not harm the planet. And there's a few other parts too. I am actually going to read something from Bright Green Lies, and we're going to go from the most, from what I perceive as the worst to the best. And these are some attitudes toward the natural world. And at the worst level, you have the technocrats and transhumanists. And their idea is that humans should transcend biology by investing heavily in technology. We can also avoid the possibility of human extinction by leaving planet Earth behind, and we should ultimately move towards cybernetic enhancement and uploading human consciousness into machines in order to defeat death. And I know that that's all completely nuts, but they run society. The slightly less evil are the cornucopians. The Earth is made up of resources that are essentially infinite. Ecological problems are secondary. Technology in the economic system, whether free market capitalism or socialism, will solve all ecological problems. You can see why I'm not a fan of that one either. Next comes wise use / environmental managers. Ecological issues exist, but most problems are minor and can be solved through proper management. That would be the shallow ecologists I was mentioning before. Natural resources should be protected primarily to enable their continued extraction and human well-being. Next come the bright greens. And for them, environmental problems exist and are serious, but green technology and design, along with ethical consumerism, will allow modern, high-energy lifestyle to continue indefinitely. The bright greens' attitude amounts to, it's less about nature and more about us. And they say that explicitly. The next category would be the lifestylists. Humans depend on nature, and technology probably won't solve environmental issues, but political engagement is either impossible or unnecessary. The best we can do is practice self-reliance, small-scale living, and other personal solutions. Withdrawal will change the world. And then there are the deep greens, or the deep ecologists. The living planet and non-humans both have the right to exist. Human flourishing depends on healthy ecology. To save the planet, humans must live within the limits of the natural world. Therefore, drastic transformations need to occur at social, cultural, economic, political, and personal levels. So yes, I am a deep ecologist.